And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. And today is the fourth Tuesday of the month, which means it's our monthly chat with Pottawatomie County officials. In studio joining us today, Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman to my left. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited about being here today.
I can see that. You're just lighting up. Stephen Metzger also joining us here today. He's a Pottawatomie County's assistant planner. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And this is my first opportunity to interview you, Mr. Waxelman. I know you come on the radio is not your favorite thing in the world.
No, but it's slowly gaining some traction. So, and yeah, I can live without it for quite a while. But every now and then, you just got to assume your duties.
That's right. Well, we certainly appreciate it because it's our chance to have you be able to open up and tell us about what's going on at the county government here. And it's so important because I know a lot of folks don't attend these meetings, for whatever reason. A lot of people work during the mornings, but this is a good community engagement here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's the meeting yesterday, there was quite a few people there, but they were all department heads. We kind of touched base on a wage study yesterday a little bit.
All right. And we'll get into that here in just a moment. Stephen, I wanted to maybe begin with you a little bit and talk a little bit about codes today. You guys changed some things here at the beginning of the year. How is that process going?
Yeah, I think last time I was here, I was with a couple guys from Manhattan Fire Risk Reduction to talk about the codes and how that was going to work. And since then, the process has started. Not without a huge December, everybody wanting to get all their houses in before the first of the year. So I think we did about 40, 45 houses in the month of December, which is about four times more than we usually do for the month of December. So January and February have been pretty slow, which I'm not complaining about in any way. But it's been good. It's been a learning experience for us. It's been a learning experience for, I think, Manhattan even, and also the builders and everybody involved. So it's been good.
All right. Well, have you been getting any frequently asked questions here from folks?
Yeah. The one of the things that I wanted to bring up today was one of the things that I didn't really think about at the time was what we call miscellaneous permits, where you're replacing a gas pipe or you're doing some work on an HVAC or some electrical work. Those don't necessarily need a building permit from us, but they needed to have inspections from the city. And it's a very simple process, and in fact, in the city, it's really only formality. But you still need to be licensed to do that work. And so what's happened a couple of times is folks will need that project. They'll be ready to do that project the next day or in a couple of days, and we're kind of scrambling to get them licensed, which is fine. We're able to accommodate that. But I just wanted to throw it out there. If you work at an HVAC place or an electrical company or a plumbing place, please come in and get licensed if you know you're going to do work in the Green Valley area at any time this year or in the next 2 years, because that license is good for 2 years. And it'll make your life a lot easier when that project comes up that you need to, turn around and do the next day or the day after. So that's my sort of PSA for this morning.
All right. In applying for a building permit, is there any additional steps now here, or is it more streamlined?
It's a much more streamlined process. We're trying to do most of it online. If you don't like doing it online, you'd like that paper copy, that's fine. We can accommodate that. That's no big deal. But with the new codes, we've moved online. There's a couple more things you got to do. Before, we didn't require any building plans, a detailed set of house plans. We just needed to know that your house was complying with setbacks and things like that. Now we need a full set of plans. There's a spot where you can upload it. All of our builders know that. They all work here in the city. So it's been a much easier process on the new construction than I had anticipated, which is great. Makes our lives easier.
Right. How would you rate the transition, Pat? Is it going better than expected here?
Oh, I think it's going real well. I think it's something that has been needed in this area for, quite a while. We've been working on it for about 3 or 4 years now, and, it's nice to have in place. I think it's going to alleviate a lot of questions, and it just makes me feel better about, the product we're putting out there. I'm not saying that, we haven't been doing it according to the way it should be done, because all the builders out there, they've done a good job. Every now and then I just kind of walk through, the houses that are being under construction on a Saturday or a Sunday, and sometimes I don't know what I'm looking at, but other times, you know, I do being, you know, looking at the way they're doing their concrete and framing and things like that. But it was time to, you know, get some inspections in this area right here. So,
And I will say that the residents have been really great as well. You know, it's easier for us to get a hold of the builders and the folks that we do a lot of work with. It's much more difficult for us to reach out to the residents because there's a lot of residents out there and try to tell them, hey, if you put up that garden shed, you may need to be inspected. Or if you're going to finish your basement, you might need inspections and a building permit. And I will say that they've been, for the most part, really cautious about giving us a call or dropping us an email for the projects that they're doing. And some of them we've been able to tell them, nah, you don't need to do anything, you know, same as it was before. And the folks that we've had to tell them to get a building permit or whatever it is, they've been really easy to work with, really patient with us, which I appreciate. So I just want to throw that out there as well.
All right. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more cooperation here as that area continues to grow here with the city of Manhattan and such. We have the new school being built there. Groundbreaking was held on that recently. And I know in the past there's been some miscommunication between the two sides. I spoke with Eric Reed, the assistant superintendent. He thinks that maybe there's more of an understanding now than any.
Well, and that, you know, there was something printed in the paper the other day that I said, and I want to kind of clarify that a little bit. It was not only a communication gap between Pott County and the school, but it was also an inner department between people in Pott County not having some communication. So I've met with Eric a time or two now and feel real good. My main concern was we were never, you know, touched base with as far as what was expected of Pottawatomie County, you know, sheriff, fire, ambulance. You know, I would have liked to have known where the parking was going to be for, you know, kids, you know, getting unloaded and offloaded and loaded up and just a lot of things, you know, that occur around these schools when they're new. You mentioned the groundbreaking. Well, the groundbreaking itself, there's probably, I'm going to guess, 100 people there. I was there. And the parking was up Junietta, and it was rather tight, you know, once they had a line of cars there on the south side of Junietta, and you had cars coming and going, you know, on the other, you know, aside from that, it is a little congested, you know, and these are things that we're going to have to look at. We got a detention pond going in there. There's a future road, Excel Road, where, you know, we're constantly trying to figure out how we're going to get that road in from, you know, extending it from Harvest all the way to Junietta. It's pretty rough terrain in there. So, you know, just a lot of things that I had questions on that kind of what was expected from the county, you know, and it wasn't so much that we weren't in the loop, a little bit, you know, of that, yes, I was concerned with. But, you know, getting this thing halfway done and then addressing some problems in, I think the line of communication is open a lot better, and I think, you know, we've got a pretty good understanding.
Well, it's good to hear. And, of course, that area's just going to continue to flourish here with that. Anytime you get a new school here, you'll see probably more housing. I imagine more roads, road development in that area here as time goes on. Let's take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation after the break here on News Radio KMAN.